Chapter 41, Oneness. Please review Chapter 33 on Oneness in Healing Power Revised, pages 459 to 467. Following are some additional points to remember. There is a unified field of intelligent consciousness, an omnipotent power that underlies and unites all. The great books and teachers call it the Tao, Buddha, Christ, or God. It is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent love. This power is inside, outside, everywhere, extending forever in every direction, uniting all things and people. We do not enter this field. We are already in it, and it is already in us. There is no separation. All is one. We are always in the changeless one, even as a wave is part of the ocean. Because of Maya, however, we experience ourselves as isolated waves separate from the ocean. Maya refers to the power inherent in ordinary consciousness that makes us think we are separate from the Creator, creation, and other creatures. Under the influence of Maya, we experience the division, separation, limitation, impermanence, and suffering of ordinary or worldly consciousness. Maya is powerful and seductive. It is responsible for our hook to the physical plane. It tricks us into thinking we can achieve peace, love, and joy by focusing on the little wave of our life to the exclusion of the ocean. Under the spell of Maya, we focus on our soap opera, possessions, and bodies, while we exclude the changeless one from our consciousness. We love Maya, the physical plane, despite the limitations, impermanence, and suffering it imposes. However, in order to contact the changeless one, we must reduce the power of Maya as it has captured all of our attention. The omnipresent giver of peace and love exists just behind the ever-changing world of people, events, and things. When we contact the giver, we can draw from her miraculous healing powers and qualities. But the shift from Maya to higher consciousness is not easy. To find the changeless one behind the veil of ordinary consciousness, we need help. This work describes a variety of methods designed to help us do this work. With persistent practice of these techniques, we can experience our little wave as a part of the infinite ocean below. Exercises. Number one, the big space. Every affirmation, pearl of wisdom, quote, and technique in this work is an aspect of or doorway to the big space, a space filled with healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. Roll the universal healing wheel, the essence of each technique, to enter this unified field of healing energy. With persistent practice of the recommended techniques, we can experience a profound shift of consciousness from separation to oneness. Then we know we are eternally safe and protected. Exercise number two, Maya and the Room of Stillness. The seductive world of Maya is always calling. I am people, activities, places, events, and things. Come out here and play with me. The God of Love in the Room of Stillness is always calling. I am love qualities and super consciousness. Come in here. Be with me. Don't lag behind in this seductive world that tricks you into thinking it is so important. We stand between these two seemingly contradictory worlds, but there is no conflict when we lead a balanced life of meditation and service. Practice love and service on the horizontal axis and expand and purify your love with vertical axis methods. Then you will experience progressively greater degrees of oneness until oneness is all there is. When we stand between the two fields, matter and spirit, and roll the wheel, the love field responds with ever-expanding healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. This principle applies whether your problem is tiny, small, medium, large, or huge. You can prove this to yourself through direct personal experience when you practice PMQ. Exercise number 3, from the karma drama to love and oneness. Under the spell of Maya, we focus on our soap opera, possessions, and bodies, while we exclude the changeless one from our consciousness. We are addicted and attached to our story by the ego, which creates self-importance, attachment, and associated emotions. The hook is likes and dislikes, attraction and repulsion. We like the good and dislike the bad. Both sides keep us locked in the drama. This heightened state of reactivity corresponds to our energy going down to the lower three chakras and out into the world, where it gets attached to people, activities, events, and things. When we practice love, service, and meditation, energy goes in and up to the higher centers in the spinal cord and brain. There's a corresponding movement from the emotions of the karma drama to love and stillness. There is less reactivity and more peace. Our service is ever more refined and ever more useful. We see that love and oneness are one and the same. Exercise number 4, Maya and God in the same space. Maya and God exist in the same space. In ordinary consciousness, under the influence of the ego, we experience the apparent division, separation, and impermanence of Maya. In spiritual consciousness, under the influence of the soul, we experience the changeless one. It's a matter of vibrations. Love is the key. When our consciousness and vibrations are freed of dross, when our love is pure and unconditional, we will be one with the changeless one, the energy that permeates and flows through all things, including us. No matter what the world and your body are doing, you can get help right now from the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent love that is always here and now, right here and right now. We can mindfully remember to bring this love to every thought, feeling, and action. Exercise number 5, simplicity. The mind of ordinary consciousness divides everything up. We see complexity and multiplicity. When we meditate and get into the room of stillness, we see the oneness and simplicity of love. Bring that indivisible love to the complexities of your world. Everything improves with this simplicity. Exercise number 6. Immersed in the field of oneness. No one goes through life without joy and pain, triumph and sorrow, but the unified field of healing energy is everywhere present and cannot be broken. We can tap into this field to get help with any pain or problem. We can immerse ourselves in the field of oneness, a field loaded with healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. May we never leave it, and may it never leave us. May this love, compassion, forgiveness, strength, courage, and humor guide our every thought, feeling, desire, decision, and action. And may we give this to all whom we meet. Exercise number 7, affirmations. We are the same being in different disguises. Every person is an extension of the same spirit. I look through the lens of oneness. In this field, everyone is equal. I give myself a one-word command, oneness.